Okay. If you're cooking some greens, you might put some meat in with the greens, you know, for flavor. What would you call that?
Boiling meat, seasoning meat.
Okay, anything else possible? Depending on how much fat or lean it has.
Well, yes, it can be bacon, or it can be white side, those two.
Okay.
That's mostly now we use ham hocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, have you heard anything like white meat, fatback, sow belly?
Yeah, I've heard that. Those old terms. I have heard all of sow back. I mean, sow belly,
mm-hmm.
fatback.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to buy some bacon, a lot of it, without having it sliced, you'd say you bought a whole
slab.
Right. If you slice the bacon yourself, the part that's tough that you'll probably want to cut off is the
rind.
Okay. Any other kind of meat that you might smoke besides bacon?
Well, you might smoke ham. You might smoke sausages. Depends on the kind that you make, how many different kinds you make.
What do you call the man who cuts meat for you?
Butcher.
All right. And if you've kept meat for too long, you say it's done what?
Spoiled.
Right. What about butter that's the same way, it's been kept too long?
Rank.
Yeah, let me try this word on. You ever heard anybody, when talking about butter that's gone bad, say that butter is funky? It's got a funky smell to it.
No, I haven't heard that too much.
Have you ever heard that word at all?
Oh, yes.
What does it mean?
That's, that's a different meaning. It kind of confused me because now it's used all the time, you know, with the younger generation. But at that particular time, it had to do, I think, with the smell, a certain offensive smell of a person.
Oh, I see. So you have used it to describe a smell of some sort.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You say he has a
funky smell.
Oh, okay.
I never heard that word being used for butter.
For butter. Okay. All right. After you butcher a hog, what could you make with the meat from his head?
Mm-hmm. You could make souse, hog head cheese.
Same thing?
Yes.
You like that?
Yes.
Okay. I was saying buy it in stores.
Sure, right? Yeah.
These little plastic packages.
Yeah. Buy. Already sliced. You can used to get it in the big round
mm-hmm.
things like you would get hoop cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've got it all prepackaged.
Is it as good as old?
No.
Uh-huh.
It's not as good as that my grandparents used to make in the wash pot.
They made in the wash pot?
Sure.
Yeah.
Get all of these, the pig's feet and the ears and the tails and all these parts, and you
mm-hmm.
cook it all together after you get the bones out of it, mm-hmm. and it gels together,
mm-hmm.
and you just slice it.
You ever heard it called pressed meat?
Yeah. Yeah. It's called pressed meat.
That's it. I always ask you to say it
first
and get the record. Yeah. Do you know anything that you could fix by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Hog liver?
Yeah, but you know, I think that stuff over there, and this is stuff
that's
what
I
don't
really.
Like liver
pudding,
liver mush,
anything
like that. Okay.
Never had any of that now. I don't think I've had it.
Did you ever hear of people around here making anything using the hog's blood?
No.
Like blood pudding or black pudding?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of scrapple? I think you take the cheese from the head cheese and mix it up with hog meat and maybe some cornmeal and cook it. Okay. All right. What about thick sour milk that women used to keep around the kitchen? Some people drank this stuff.
Buttermilk
or
sour milk.
Flat.